Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida, flagship stations AM 860, AM 930, and FM 93.7. Two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS and firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and the women out there, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, as well as going down to the hurricane zone making deliveries. Now, we want to thank everybody over Phoenix and, of course, the mail haulers hauling the mail. We need you guys out there doing what you're doing. Thanks so very much. The suicide jockeys hauling the gas and the diesel and the jet fuel. And, of course, our Amazon warehouse workers working in the warehouse, as well as our Amazon truck drivers. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter. All as Captain's America. That's Captain's America, all lowercase. And don't forget, our website is Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Joining us, we have Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have got Aaron in Colorado, headed to Texas, I understand, on the line. Good morning, Aaron.
Yes, right. Yippee-yay-kay. Hey.
Yippee-yay-kay-o.
Yeah, well, watch your mouth. But the thing is, though, Cap, Denise, I mean, I'm like Denise, very skeptical. You're bringing up this new so-called new contract with America, and it's not going to work until you get the established rhinos out of there. In Congress. It's just not going to work. I mean, it took the so-called Republicans 40 years, 40 freaking years to get the majority of the House. 40 years. I mean, my man Donald Trump would say, I mean, talk about losers. I mean, losers with a capital L, losers. 40 years. So he comes in there, got the so-called contract, and of course, it sounds great on paper, but here comes reality. This is when the F hits the fan. They blew it. So, and this country's in trends and trends and trends and trends, and I can go on and on in debt. You got an out-of-control border, absolute insanity going through the country. And so the only way this so-called contract, this new contract with America is, got to get the career policy. I mean, McConnell doesn't even support him because he's like spending money like the dark side broken down dumb junkies. But anyway, Denise, Cap, have a good night. Have a good morning.
Thank you. Okay, you want to comment first?
Morning. Well, the one thing is when we take control of the House, the contract for Commitment to America,
right, commitment, mm-hmm,
will be a guide sheet on the purse strings that the House controls.
Mm-hmm.
So that part into itself is huge. So you can defund an awful lot of things or reduce the funding for an awful lot of things, forcing government agencies into compliance. Mm-hmm. So, if for nothing else, forget the Senate if we can't get it. The other piece is the House Oversight Committee. And so there'll be some better action there, I think, if you can get these government agencies and these secretaries to comply with demands on documents. Now, remember, you go all the way back to the Benghazi Committee.
Right.
What was an issue there is that the State Department or the Department of Justice wouldn't cough up the documents. I guess you're going to have to look at things like subpoena power and whatnot. We shall see the work that the House will do. And I think things are already drawn up. I think they're ready to start delivery in January on documents.
I do, too. It's my understanding that they have a whole bunch of things already planned out the way they're going to do it.
It's a guide sheet, but I don't know. Mm-hmm. I haven't talked to anybody on the official side, but I would think that they already have legislation that's written and ready to be introduced. And mm-hmm. Who's assigned to do those kind of things? They probably targeted, lots of piles of money to stop us. Certainly, in the Inflation Act, what was it? Three-quarters of the Stop Inflation Act was going to climate change. Well, they could stop all that kind of money.
Right. And let me just, for Aaron's sake, let me just point this out. The Commitment to America will do the certain things, like it'll give them a better handle on controlling inflation, energy, the border, the fentanyl crisis, the Democrats' energy policies, the uncontrolled spending, which are making our energy prices skyrocket even higher. You ain't seen nothing yet when it comes to prices of fuel during the winter. And, of course, the Democrats have taken their overspending of $10 trillion, inflation, their attack on the energy industry, brought gas prices up. We can back all that off. And this drill, baby, drill stuff, where Biden came over the weekend and says, well, we're not going to drill anymore. I don't want to drill. Guess what? We can force them into it.
And the coal. Because he wants to stop coal completely.
That's right. All right, hold that thought and call her. Hang on the line. You'll be the first one up when we come back. So there you go. And Denise will be back, and I'll be back, and everybody will be back. I'll be right back.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. And more with Denise right after this.
I'm not on the ballot this far. But make no mistake, these policies are on the ballot. Every single one of them.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam. Works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
And we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away. And this portion of the program being brought to you by GEICO, spelled G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And they've been saving people money on their automobiles. And also boats and all that sort of stuff in your houses and whatnot. I'll get all that in a minute. For over 85 years, they're currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring some 26 million drivers and counting. Now, your local GEICO office or the GEICO website, GEICO.com, can help you find coverage for just about anything that you own, the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, ATV, boat, or RV, and they can even help with homeowners and renters insurance through the GEICO insurance agencies nearest you. So, go to the website, GEICO, GEICO.com, check them out. They'll give you some quotes, or get a hold of your local agent. They'll do the same thing. And don't forget, when you bundle your homeowners or your renters or your condo insurance together with your automobile policy, you will get a tremendous savings. So check them out. GEICO, GEICO.com. All right, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us. Good morning.
Morning.
We've got Bagammon Bob on the line. Bagammon Bob, what's on?
Yes, sir, Captain. I was reading Denise's article here at her FoundersCode.com place about the court-order disposition of top Biden officials in the Missouri AG case.
Uh-huh.
And apparently there's quite a few of them. And I was wondering if we, after we get the House and the Senate in there, can the Congress start doing some serious investigation of some of these Biden officials and some of the people from the past, like Lois Lerner, Fauci, and several other ones, because there's quite a few of them in here. Anyway, and the other thing I want to ask her about, and is it kind of a minor thing, is the concealed carry reciprocity. And that sounds like something that we need to get enacted nationally, because a lot of people can get trapped up into some state they're crossing or make a mistake and go into. All right, Captain, that's it.
Okay, go ahead, Denise.
Well, as far as investigations go, when there's, I think the AG of Missouri is still continuing with the investigation, but he's got enough for this lawsuit. And I think he's joined by a couple other state AGs. And they do have subpoena power. So it will be interesting. He could, in fact, offer some immunity in order to get some lower people that may have a higher knowledge on some of these things, give them immunity in order to confirm facts, cough up some documents, and they'll go off to the bigger fish. So the answer to that is yes. As far as reciprocity goes, I don't think that the feds are going to do anything with the Second Amendment. I think it's all going to be done at the state level. And the governor's races that are happening could help that matter. I think the New Mexico race is a little bit closer than anybody's giving it any attention to.
Right.
I don't think that you're going to get Pennsylvania. I don't think that Mastriano can survive the race with Josh Shapiro. Sadly, so I think Pennsylvania actually needs Mastriano for sure, but not too sure that's going to happen. But you know, that really comes at the state level because that's where concealed carry is issued. It's not issued by the federal government.
Right. Okay. Now, he did ask me something originally, but he didn't say at that time. He wanted to know about this Republican donor, this big donor, that said it's time to move on from Donald Trump.
Well, his name is Ken Griffin. He is quite a financial success, all from hedge funds. And he is a Ronald Reagan conservative. Ken Griffin is all about Ron DeSantis. And I think that this came, the announcement that came that we have to move on from Donald Trump after Donald Trump called Ron DeSantis when he was day before yesterday. I think Trump called Ron DeSantis the sanctimonious.
Right.
And Mike Pompeo came to the defense of Ron DeSantis.
Sure.
So, and rightly so, I don't think that Governor DeSantis deserved that from Trump at all, to be honest with you.
No, but this is the way the guy is, and everybody knows it, and unfortunately he can't keep his mouth shut.
Well, he doesn't like the competition, and he's,
right,
you know, he's fearful that DeSantis will run in 2024. DeSantis is not declared.
Nope.
And I don't think he has any plans on declaring.
Nope, he doesn't.
But Senator Tom Cotton did, and
yep,
he said he is not running for president in 2024, period.
Yep, and Pompeo said he wouldn't if Trump does. And the thing that we heard over the weekend, where I was at, was we were told that DeSantis was going to run. If he got elected to be governor, he was going to be governor for the full 4 years.
You know, I keep saying, you know, if the system worked as it is designed, the federal government would be one-tenth the size it is today.
Sure.
And the power is at the state level. And I continue to say the power needs to be at the state level, period, in the report.
Mm-hmm.
We can see what states are doing well and what states thrive and what states don't. And people are seeing that, and they have moved accordingly. I mean, piles and piles of people moved out of California because of, you know, what big tech, you know, was doing and not doing and the cost of living there. So many of them worked for state with the companies, but they worked remotely. Same thing in New York. And where did these people move? They all moved south.
Yep.
Every one of them.
Yep. From North Carolina south.
South rises again, doesn't it?
Yep. Now, let me ask you a question. President Joe Biden, by taking aim at supporters of former President Donald Trump, missed a real opportunity to speak out about the serious threats to national security while making ridiculous claims about dangers to democracy. We talked a little bit about this last week, but I had several people over the weekend say to me, why don't you ask Denise, how come people can't understand we're a constitutional republic and they have to keep throwing up all this democracy stuff? Why are they, what's this brain block?
Well, you know, when we had the teachers unions, plural, along with the Department of Justice calling parents essentially domestic terrorists because of what they were taking on the school board, that's pretty much what Biden is saying about Republicans. And then he's trying to equivocate and saying MAGA Republicans, then he goes mega MAGA Republicans. But what he's really saying is that anybody who votes for conservatives, Republicans, in this midterms, you know, are dangerous to democracy, which really translates to domestic terrorists. This administration and so many people do not understand what democracy is. I mean, when Biden says democracy is on the ballot, that's false. Democracy is the ballot. That's how the system works. But the design of our government, what it's supposed to be, is a representative republic, period.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in Biden's speech, he didn't know what he was reading because it's, parts of his speech, he said the right thing. In other parts of his speech, he torpedoed what he just said doing the right thing by going after, you know, the democracy. Democracy is, as a government, is not a good thing. It's not. You have to be a representative republic. That's what needs to be defended. And he doesn't know the difference.
Mm-hmm.
None of these people in the White House know the difference, mm-hmm. including Susan Rice, including Anita.
By the way, George the Godfather is saying good morning. Oops. Where'd she go? Where'd you go? Let me put you over here and switch you back over again. Anyway, George the Godfather, good morning to you, George. Good morning, LJ. And are you there, Denise? You're not there. I don't know what happened. All right, well, call back. I'm sure she will. Something happened to where she got zapped. But at any rate, there we go. Are you back?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I dropped. But.
All right. Well, the music just picked up. But I want to say that George said yesterday that Governor DeSantis, I'm sorry, that Trump said, he was at the Trump rally, that Governor DeSantis must win Florida.
He will.
Yeah, I know he will. I'm pretty sure he will. No problem. All right, listen, we will talk to you tomorrow. It's going to be a busy night, so I know you're going to have your coffee ready to go.
Yes, sir.
All right, you have a good day. And we'll be talking to Denise Simon tomorrow. We're going to be talking to all our regulars at the regular times, and we'll have people calling in and filling in and letting us know what's going on all around the countryside and all that. It is what it is, Election Day.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Maruso reporting. A train crossed from North Korea into Russia on Friday, 2 days after the United States said it had information indicating Pyongyang is covertly supplying Russia with artillery shells for its war in Ukraine, according to a Washington think tank. China will persevere with its dynamic clearing approach to COVID-19 cases as soon as they emerge, health officials said on Saturday, adding that measures must be implemented more precisely and meet the needs of vulnerable people.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yeah, on this Monday morning, it's time for our Military and Veterans News segment, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. To find out more about them, go to their website, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And then take a look at their website, scour it around, and get back to them by calling them. And we'll give you the phone number in a minute, but here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has 2 campuses to teach you, train you how to become an aviation maintenance technician. The first one is in Clearwater, Florida, right here in my backyard. I'm in Tampa. They're on the other side of the bay in Clearwater. The second one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. So you have Concord, Mass. Up outside Boston. You have Clearwater up outside, or down here, rather, outside Tampa. Take your pick. But what I want you to do is to take a look at the website first, naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Take a look at the website, see what they have to offer, and then call them at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour of one of the campuses or both. Because you can do both if you want to. And here's what you'll find out. You'll be able to talk, number one, to the students. Number two, to some of the instructors. Number three, to the loan officers who work out your paperwork for you. And if you're going to apply for a straight student loan, in other words, what we call a civilian loan, without your GI Bill benefits because you're not a veteran, then you can do that. But if you're a veteran, of course, your GI Bill benefits will take a hold unless, of course, for some reason, you've used them somewhere else along the line before you talk to them. Now, if you did, that's not a problem because you'll still be able to go and use the civilian end of the benefits by applying for the student loan just like anybody else does. Now, with all that being said, if you are coming out of the military and you've got your benefits and you know that's what you want to do, now, if you've been in aviation, let's say, for example, maybe you've been in aviation maintenance, you can challenge the test and shorten the course by, gosh, a year or more, to where you merely have to take about 2 months or there of it and then take your written test. Or if you're that good and you think you really know all the stuff they need to have you know, you can take the written exam right away, because that's what you have to do, is certify by a written exam. But that's up to you. So, National Aviation Academy, the website naa.edu. Give them a call, 800-659-2080. Ask to take the tour at either Clearwater, Florida, or Concord, Mass. You'll be glad you did. It is a tremendous opportunity to make a lot of money and work for your country with some of the greatest aircraft in the world flying around. So there you go. Now, the Army expects to correct all cases by the end of this year, and I hope it's sooner, for soldiers who were improperly linked to or accused of fraudulently earning bonuses as part of a recruitment program that was investigated from 2012 to 2016, according to the service's Criminal Investigation Division. Now, these soldiers were caught up in this because their names are on a list, and they were automatically added like as if they were the bad guys in this, and they weren't. They weren't involved at all, none of them. So I hope that they get this straightened out sooner rather than later. It's ruining some people's lives, as you might well expect. Now, the U.S. and South Korea are extending their military drills after North Korea launched some more missiles. Yep. North Korea, the U.S., South Korea, been going back and forth with some saber rattling this week. Remember, one of the missiles that was launched was an intercontinental ballistic missile. Now, when do you find out about something like this? When it flies over Japanese airspace? You know, I mean, come on. They got to be doing a little bit better here with what's going on. Now, something else, and this is great. I found this out last week, and I mentioned it Saturday night to a lot of the veterans where we were at, where we had the Heartstrings for Heroes Purple Hearts, Purple Heart dinner and awards and golf tournament. A lot of veterans are running for Congress this year. Of the 469 House and Senate races on the ballot this fall, 18 of them will feature two veterans squaring off against each other for a congressional seat. Now, it's been a long time since that's happened. And kudos and good luck to everybody that's running. Now, better weapons and a complex training is now starting to bolster our U.S. submarine force. We had a few problems along the way, hit a couple of bumpy roads, but the U.S. Navy has now combined two undersea warfare courses that pit two platforms against each other, according to the commander of the Naval Submarine Forces. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. The more you can learn, the more you can know, the better off you'll be. By the way, a KC-46 Tinkers, boom, broke last week, dented the plane while refueling a fighter jet, and Air Force officials right now are investigating this as a mishap that did heavily damage a KC-46 Pegasus tanker while it refueled a fighter jet last month. There's an article in Air Force Times about it. You'll be able to read more about it over there. And in the Ukraine war, it's believed that Ukraine forces can, in fact, retake the strategic southern city of Kherson from Russia, but many are fearing that this could be a setup to lure the forces in and then ambush them, because it would be easier than what you think to do that. And I suppose that's a good possibility. I got to thinking about that myself when I first read the story. By the way, there were some U.S. senators paid a little trip over to the Ukraine, and they promised continued aid ahead of winter, which is extremely important because a lot of places aren't going to have any power, or at the very least, they're going to have to turn their power on and turn their power off and turn their power on and do all that because of the fact that the power plants have been damaged. And, oh, by the way, there was some artillery fired at one of the power plants that did do some damage. And the Russians were right away blaming the Ukrainians. And the Ukrainians are right away saying, no, you're out of your mind. It's the Russians. Well, whoever it is, they need to find out who it is so they can stop it. Because they need the power. They really do. And there's nothing worse than being in the winter, especially being around in a cold facility with no heat, no power, no lights, no nothing. And you can't just go around and burn a fire in every room either. It doesn't work that way. So they got to be careful. I hear the music coming up in my ear. So that means we're going to break, and it means we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Don't go anywhere. He will be back. I will be back. We'll all be back. Don't go anywhere.
Underground USA, and you're listening to a fellow brother of the badge, Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000. $100,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
All right, I am going to take it away. Before I get over to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, I want you all to remember that this portion of the program is being brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. And Moss Family Automotive, of course, has Nissan and Acura dealerships. This is the Acura dealership we're going to talk about on North Florida Avenue, right next door to the Nissan dealership. Now, I can tell you that they have a tremendous program there that invites people from all across the country to come and take a look at their vehicles. It's called the You Serve, You Save program. Now, what that means is all active duty military, all veterans, and all first responders, whether or not you're EMTs or firefighters or police, you can get a tremendous discount on the vehicle that you're looking at, whether it's new or certified pre-owned. That also goes for church pastors. There's nobody doing all of that. And Moss Acura also comes with Moss Care. Your vehicle comes with Moss Care with free oil changes and tire rotations for the life of the vehicle. So look at them up on the web. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com, Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you. We have a lot of people come from all around the countryside to save money there. All righty, let's go first to Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Hey, Chris.
How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, this report came out after you and I had our segment on Friday, but 62.2% of the labor force participation, it's the lowest it's been in a while, and it declined for the third straight month.
It's been an issue for some time now, and again, I think there's a lot of people that are still living off of government handouts and giveaways. I did a story on my program talking about the effect over 100 million people, Americans, that are capable of working are not working. I mean, some have decided that they want to retire early. That's one thing, and a lot of that was exacerbated during COVID. But you still have a lot of people that are on disability, a lot of people saying that they can't go to work because they're you know, afraid of COVID or going to get COVID. There was almost 2 million people said they had couldn't work because they couldn't get transportation to work. So there's a lot of nonsense helping to make the job labor market still very tight. With that being said, I do expect a turnover, to say the least. Not even so much of a turnover. There's going to be a lot of layoffs are going to be taking place in Silicon Valley, but this is just necessary. Mm-hmm. They overhired over an extended period of time. They really did, and they really need to get their businesses back in shape, and they got way too many people working there.
Okay, well, before we go to the caller that's on the line, I got one other thing to say. Well, Representative Chip Roy, who I believe is from Texas, correct?
Yeah.
He and several other members of the Texas delegation have said that when the House flips Republican, one of the things they're going to do is they're going to take the 87,000 IRS agents and the money that was given to them and give them a choice. They will either become representatives of the Customs and Border Patrol and wind up on the border down there, or that money will go for people to be hired to be trained to be on the border. Because they're going to take all that money, use it for appropriations for border enforcement.
I think that's a brilliant idea. Quite frankly, I really do. And again, I'm a pro immigration, legal immigration guy.
Right. Legal.
I am. Yeah. We need to have a system set up. We've had a system that was set up. You know, my grandparents, both sides, came over here. My mother-in-law and father-in-law came over and. The right way, and I think we need to have more people. A lot of hardworking people want to come here, but we're going to have to kind of sort through the good guys from the bad guys. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what's necessary. And quite frankly, this is resonating with the Hispanic community or that's already here.
You bet.
And they want the same thing. They want some semblance of order as well. And I think that's a great idea.
Okay, let's go to the phone lines. We've got Kathy in Denver on the line. Okay, Kathy, what's on your mind?
Actually, I'm calling about Ukraine. I think they are just trying to cover up for the Biden crime family. They are corrupt. You know, everyone knows that Ukraine is corrupt. And I think that's what this whole thing is about. Is there going to cover up for the Obama the Biden?
Well, right. You know, Obama may be involved in this too because this was on his watch as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, that's what I think. I think this whole thing is a cover up for the crime family.
Okay, let's find out what Chris thinks. Thank you very much for your call. Okay, what do you think, Chris?
I think it's a little more involved in that. We all know that if you're dealing with Eastern European nations and the type of graft that is there, it's especially when you're dealing with nations that are heavy in commodities, that you know, very big, and that Ukraine is very big in commodities as well, with grain, energy, a myriad of different things.
Right.
I think a little bit deeper than that. I do think that this has been mission creep for a very long time, and kind of the idea of Ukraine entering NATO, Russia wasn't too happy with that. I think that there's just more moving parts to this than a cover-up. You're not going to get all these European nations drawn into this and having to freeze their butts off this winter because of Biden. They're not going to do that. He's not that powerful of a guy where that's going to happen. I mean, they're the ones that are hurt. I mean, rolling blackouts in Great Britain, maybe 3 hours a day this winter, their industrial capacity being basically reduced down to nothing, companies having to leave because they can't afford because energy costs are too high. I don't think that's because of, the Europeans wouldn't agree to that to protect Joe Biden. Sorry.
I believe it's France that either wants to build or reopen 4 nuclear plants.
Actually, Germany.
Germany? Okay, Germany.
France has got to actually work. They're not running at full capacity, and they need some work that is done on them. But again, that's the way to go. I mean, that's what we should be doing in this nation. Poland just announced we're going to be building a nuclear reactor for them, one, and South Korea is going to be building another one. That's what we should be doing here. I mean, that's
correct.
Correct.
And, of course, I don't know what they're afraid of, but, oh, my God, not in my backyard. Well, you know, I don't know what the problem is. They've got three of them up where I used to live, and it's not a problem up there on Lake Ontario.
Well, and it's not just that the new technology, they don't look like the tradition of nuclear power plants. These modular plants are much, much smaller.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they don't take up a lot of space. They're a very small footprint, and they're really, you know, you wouldn't even know that they were there.
Okay, let me go to the line. Don't have a lot of time here. Okay, Mel, we got about a minute, so go for it.
Well, yes, let's say Texas, who was a state, was an oil drilling powerhouse. Greg Abbott, and then who is DeSantis had said about the 10th Amendment. This is where I'm going through with the 10th Amendment. How come these guys aren't forcing this? How come they're not doing this? I mean, like I said, Texas was an oil drilling powerhouse. Well, why not supersede the federal government and start drilling in Texas? And, what's the name of DeSantis said he was going through? Alaska, you can't count on Murkowski. She's a rhino. She's
okay,
no
I got a simple answer to it.
Right, thank you. I'll wait
all right,
for
thank
answer.
You. Okay. Chris, do you know why that they're not just jumping all over the 10th Amendment right now?
I didn't understand.
He's talking about the oil and Texas having a lot of oil and gas and Florida as well, the 10th Amendment. How come those governors aren't jumping all over the 10th Amendment? Do you know the simple answer?
I would think that it was maybe federal land that they might want to drill on.
Well, that's another part of it, federal land. You are right. But the big part of it is the legislature has to approve it.
Yeah, within the state. Yeah, I mean, and listen, I think more states are going to see some. We're starting to see some pushback, 10th Amendment
right.
stuff when it comes to immigration, and I think that they, you know, might go in this direction too. When it comes to energy, because I think it's getting a bit difficult. But again, you have the president, again and again and again, he repeated himself several times. I mean, finally ticked off Joe Manchin. I mean, gee whiz, basically wants to shut down the state of West Virginia, no more coal drilling. At what point in time are people going to actually wake up and say that, you know, the stuff that they're pushing is impossible?
Well, Joe Manchin got ticked off the other day, and I'm afraid that, we know that West Virginia is no longer blue, it's red. So Manchin better wake up because he's being squeezed all around him. Okay, I got to let you go because here comes the music, and I will talk to you tomorrow, Election Day.
Have a good one.
All right, thanks, Chris. All right, and we're going to get his take on what's going on up here in New York around the big city. And let's see, Germany taking down windmills and expanding coal plants. Yes, sir, George, you are right. All right, I'll be right back. Coming up, top of the hour, Frank Silvato, Underground USA.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.